Welcome to another Carlin and Lade Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin.
Now, it's just about athletic season, isn't it?
Well, you'd think it's summer almost. The weather is not quite summerish at the moment, but we're here to talk about track and field athletics because it is time. And so we've got some really esteemed people with us in the studio today.
Yeah? How many we got?
We have a tape. We've got four people. Is this the most we've ever had?
Yes.
Yes, it is. Now, if I introduce them, we've got Malcolm Bennett.
Welcome, Malcolm. Welcome. Thank you for having me.
Now, Malcolm, a Paralympic athlete and now coach extraordinaire. We have Wendy Stimson. Now, that name's got to be familiar, the Stimson name.
I think there's been a few Stimsons on this show, hasn't there?
Yes. You had my husband in a few weeks ago talking about the Crows and power. And then you had Alec, our second son, who's a javelin thrower in Pennsylvania.
I thought he was talking about the Crows and the other guy was talking about the power.
Yeah, well, John should have been talking about the Crows, yes.
He did talk it. And over here in the distance, we have Jack Gibbons. Jack?
Thanks for having me.
And young Armley Burns here.
Thanks for having me as well.
Armley's a little bit nervous. So these can you tell?
Yeah. These are two of the young up-and-coming athletes at the school.
They are two Trinity athletes, up-and-coming athletes. They've done a wonderful job for Trinity College. And Wendy, of course, is the athletics coordinator here at Trinity. And Malcolm is one of our coaches, does a great job in the athletics. So they've had a great year, and we thought, why not get them in and have a chat to them about what's happened this year and what's going to happen in the future.
Okay, now, Jack, you're 16, year 11. What events are you specialising in?
The throws, so like shot put and discus.
And what's your best for discus?
46.19.
And for shot put?
12.36.
And which is your favourite event?
Probably discus.
And how did you go in the competitions, the recent ones?
Yeah, good. I came second in both of them, which was a pretty good effort in the under-18s, and yeah.
Now, you play a little bit of footy for the school and for Williston?
Yep.
Any other sports?
And do cycling as well in the summertime.
So how do you enjoy your cycling?
Yeah, it's good. It's good. Do a lot of it, so yeah.
Yeah, how does discus and shot put work in with the cycling?
I think because they both involve a lot of legs, so it's good for cycling and discus and shot put, so yeah.
I remember a couple of times I used to cycle and sometimes I wish I had a discus to chuck at some of the drivers.
That's real funny.
Now, Armley Burns, tell us, what are your events?
Armley
Burns.
I've got to say this name correctly. It took me a long time of practicing. I've got it right now, haven't I? Armley?
Yes, you
That's
do.
Correct, yeah.
Okay, what events do you do?
200 and 400 metres.
The running events, what are your best times?
For 200, it's 26.65, and 400, it's 59.33.
Wow. Can I ask a question here? Like, you're just dominating. Tell us about the recent All Schools Championships, because you had a wonderful championship. So tell us about how you went. How long have you been doing athletics first?
I've been doing athletics since year six, but I've properly been training for about 18 months.
So in a short time in terms of really getting into your training. But how did your All Schools recently go?
Really good. I got four PBs over the weekend for my two events.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And I got under a minute for my 400 and came second in that. So.
Yeah, under a minute.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
That's tough. And the 400 metres is a tough event. Probably the toughest event, when you say, Malcolm? 400 metres sprint would be the toughest event?
It's up there, but, you know, us 800 metre runners, we do it twice.
Yeah, I know how so, it's hard know. Work, isn't it, running two laps?
But, you know, yeah, one lap is tough.
Yeah, how did it feel to actually break a minute? That would be a real buzz.
Yeah, it felt great because I've been training for ages for it, and to finally do it was great.
Well done. Did you place in the event?
Yeah, I got second.
Well done. Is that your highest achievement, silver medal?
No. I've got a gold before, but this year was pretty good.
Cool.
One thought to Malcolm. Now, I know you've done stories on Malcolm before, but Malcolm's actually a Paralympic athlete. He's been at Trinity for a long time now, working and coaching. So let's just talk about, let's give everyone sort of fill in about your athletic background. Now, we haven't got a lot of time, but give us a rundown on your achievements.
Well, I basically started running probably competitively back in 1997, made my Australian debut in the World Championships in 1998, won a bronze medal in the 1500, should have won a gold medal as a member of the 4x1 relay. Unfortunately, someone else dropped the baton and it never got to me.
Team sports.
Those things happen. Competed at the Sydney 2000 Paralympics. Just missed a medal there. Won a World Championship gold medal as a member of the 4x4 relay team at the 2002 World Championships.
He held on to that.
Yeah, he did. It was my best friend I was giving it to, so he wouldn't have wanted to drop it. 2004, competed in the Greens Games. I did pretty well there. I was actually got quite sick when I was in the village the day I had to start competing, so to come away with a fifth in the 1500, I was quite impressed with that. I've been lucky enough to be inducted into the Athletics SA Hall of Fame, so I share that with Sean here.
Congratulations to both of you, Ben.
Oh, well, thank you.
Which is probably, I look back and they're probably the achievement I'm most proud of, because it's from my peers. And then I've just sort of, once I retired in 2008, I just sort of got pushed into coaching and I've been doing it ever since.
Now, one more person here. Let's have a little bit of insight into you, Wendy, and the role that you play in athletics.
Well, I became the coordinator in 2014 after Richard Bednall retired from the position at the end of 2013. Athletics-wise, I'm not skilled in coaching, but I enjoy the coordination side of it. My children all went through Little Athletics, so there was an involvement there and I was a recorder. Now I tend to send out lots of emails encouraging people to let me know where they're competing or not. I don't have any trouble here with Jack or Amelie because they are good role models. The other great thing about both of them, Jack's come through Little Athletics, but Amelie's come through just the school system. And what she's shown to other athletes and other students is that with a little bit of hard work over the last 18 months, to have medals and to make state teams is achievable if you're putting in a bit of dedication. Jack's very similar. Both of them are bottom age this year, so for both of them to come out with medals in their competitions and both have been named in the state teams, a great achievement. And there are certainly opportunities for lots of other Trinity athletes and just lots of other athletes in the region if they decide to put in a little bit of hard work. And there's certainly the clubs around that are willing to assist. I'm very fortunate I've got a good range of coaches that come out and help with our program on Mondays and Wednesdays, both Malcolm and Sean, as well as Will Houtman and Adrian from Northern Districts, and Jess, who was an athlete at Trinity as well, comes out and helps us. So it's great to have a range of athletes so the students get to try a variety of events.
One thing that interests me with young athletes, you go back a generation or two with Sean and other people, we all have our own heroes and people we look up to, but I'm very interested, who do you guys look up to? First off, Jack.
Well, to be honest, Mr. Carlin was my first big influencer with me in throwing, so I think Mr. Carlin's probably one of the people I look up to, but I don't really know too many other people.
So. I think a lot of people look up to Sean because he's so damn tall.
Yeah, I'll get him one day.
Yeah, you're a pretty tall lad. What are you about, getting on to 6 foot?
6'1", just under 6'1", yeah.
Gee,
keep dreaming, mate.
Now, what about you, Amelie, sorry.
Probably Malcolm, because I'd been doing athletics beforehand, so he was my first coach, and he's always helped me, he's helped me get to where I am today.
Do you watch any of the runners on the TV, or are there people that sort of note that you aspire to be like them?
Don't really watch too much running on the TV. When the Olympics come around, I'll watch.
Yes.
I mean, I'd love to be as fast as Usain Bolt, but don't think I'll get there.
Although he's kind of slowing up a bit now, isn't he?
Yeah, just a bit.
Well, he's an unbelievable athlete. He would have to be the best since Carl Lewis. You don't remember Carl Lewis.
No,
that's okay. So what about you, Sean?
Who do I look up to?
Yeah, who did you look up to?
Well, of course, Yuri Sedik, who was from Russia. He's still the world record holder, actually. Won the world championships, won the Olympics. He did everything. He was by a long way the best hammer thrower, and so I always sort of wanted to be like him. Never quite made it, but we have similar hairstyles now. That's about it.
Is that hairstyle or lack of hairstyle?
Hair. I didn't say it was just singular.
You know, it's interesting because I asked you the question about who you look up to and any historical figures and things like that. I grew up in the 60s and 70s, and everyone talked about, you know, Jesse Owens and these types of people, which happened well before I was born. So I'm just wondering, is there an understanding from young athletes of those that have competed in the past? Jack?
I don't know, not really. It's more modern athletes, I think, is with all the new technology and being able to watch whoever you want, I think is probably the reason why we don't have as many older heroes and stuff, I think, yeah.
Yeah, I suppose you're right. With everything at your fingertips nowadays, I suppose you're sort of wondering how everyone's going that you want to compete against and things like that. What about yourself? What is your feeling? Now, obviously, you didn't come from the little athletic background, so you just did it at the school. So what's been some of the issues that you've picked up about athletics that you've really sort of like grabbed hold of and thought, gee, that's, I love this sport?
I like winning. Like, I used to love beating people in school, so I decided, you know, I'm going to become a runner and beat all the boys in sports day.
You know, I think that's the idea of running, is to beat the other person. Although, you know, PBs, I think, are more important when you're developing, showing improvement. Do you agree with that?
Yeah. I mean, I prefer to get a PB than win, because at least when you get a PB, you can feel like you've achieved something.
Yeah. I was going to ask you, which is more important to you, getting that PB in the 400, or perhaps doing a minute and a few seconds and winning the gold?
I'd honestly prefer the PB.
Yeah, I quite sort of understand that.
Or both. Yeah. But I mean, that's something about track and field. I mean, we grow up around team sports, and there's a winner and a loser. And I think one of the things people find hard about other sports is understanding the concept. Now, the personal best concept is big in athletics, because the reality is, can you perform at your best in the big competitions? And so that's always the challenge for the athlete. Like, and so you can, and that's, I think, the great thing about the sport. You can go to a big competition. Like, these guys will be going off to national championships. Now, that's another level again. And the reality is, will you make the finals? Can you win a medal? And the answer might be no. But if you can go to those big championships and perform at your best, then that's a great achievement. And that shows that you can compete under pressure, you can perform well, and, of course, that's going to let you improve. So I think people have to, that mindset of, you either win or lose, doesn't fly in athletics. I mean, you can be a medalist, but, again, you could finish eighth and get a PB and be just as happy as someone who's won.
So any other thoughts on these types of issues in regards to PBs and winning? What's your take on all that?
Well, I guess, I mean, I've won national titles, I've won a world title, I've won European titles, and I often tell the people that I coach now that the best race I ever ran was a race that I didn't win. I didn't run a PB, but I was extremely sick. I ran a 1500, and I think I was about half a second outside my PB. And I often look back now and I say, that is probably the best run race that I'd ever run. It would have been great to run a PB. It would have been great to get a medal, because I only just missed. But once I'd retired and I look back on everything, I'm like, yeah, that is the best race I've run, because what I had to go through just to get to the start line. When you're walking to the call room and the team doctor's giving you like cold and flu tablets and everything, you know, to try and clear your head up, I couldn't warm up that day, so I'm getting acupuncture in my face to clear my head. I'm having the physio stretch me out on the massage table. And that, like I said, as I'm walking to the call room, the doctor's still giving me tablets. So to be able to go out there and perform close to my best when I was very much under the weather, I say that is probably the best race that I've ever run. And there was no PB or no medal.
Okay.
Memories. So, Wendy, tell us about, I mean, Trinity has dominated athletics now for a long period of time, but this year has been really good in terms of the school events. So give us a brief sort of background on how Trinity have gone this year.
We were very fortunate in that our Achilles Cup team, which is predominantly our boys' team because it's held amongst all the boys' schools, we came second this year to St. Peter's College. St. Peter's has always won the competition, so the competition is more amongst the other schools as to who's going to fill the minor placings. And proudly so, we did this year, which is the first time since the early 2000s that Trinity's finished second in that competition. We've often been the first co-ed school, but we've often struggled against your PACs, your Ross Trevors. But this year we came out in second place, and we had two age groups that were runner-up age groups, once again to St. Peter's, but that was fantastic achievement. At the recent All Schools, we had 24 athletes compete in the state championships, which was the most of any school in South Australia. So I was very proud of that, because not only did we have our athletes who are competing regularly. We also had a number of athletes just go down there and give it a go, coming straight out of the school program. And from that 24, we had 3 gold medals, 3 records, 10 silvers, but more importantly, 8 fourths and 3 fifth placings. And out of those 24 athletes, at least nine will make the state team. So really proud of where our school programs reclaiming some ground. It went through a little bit of a lull after Richard Bednall left, but it's great to get athletes back into the system like Amelie, who've never done it anywhere else but school. And we've certainly got a couple of those other athletes in the program at the moment. And it's great because it gives children another opportunity. And when they work a little bit harder, they get some amazing opportunities. And I'm sure these guys will do very well in Perth for us.
Well, well done to Trini. Just to finish off with now, all I want to know from Jack and Amelie is just what your goals are. What is your one goal that you want to achieve right now, Jack?
I think placing in the top 3 at a national event would probably be my goal at the moment, because I've finished 5th once and I've finished in the top 10 a couple of times, but I think getting a medal would be probably my biggest goal at the moment.
And Amelie?
I'm not really sure.
Amelie?
I'm not really sure. I mean, if we're talking like a national competition, then at least getting into a final. Mm-hmm. But I don't really have any goals.
I can see you running a PB in the final over in Perth.
Me too.
I could see that. Maybe.
Yeah, when you face better competition, you tend to sort of rise to the challenge quite often. So good luck to both of you. Good luck to the school. So ends another Card Unlaced Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin.